Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 6 and 7, which reads like this. But the angel said to the three women who came to the tomb, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they have laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." Well, here we are again in the middle of something we call March Madness, and 5 days before the celebration of Easter. For me, this morning is the kind of morning that always seems to give a lift to our hopes. It's sunny, it's breezy, it's cool, spring-like temperatures outside, predicted also for the rest of the day. Perhaps a day a bit like the one that those three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Jesus, and Salome, experienced at the empty tomb that morning when the angel told them that Christ was risen. They came to anoint his body with oils and spices. And the angel said, "He was risen. He is not here." A day which would soon offer them a sense of renewed hope and another chance at a fresh outlook on life for them. And for you and me, embracing what happened that morning so long ago can also be a time of renewed hope, a fresh look at life where long-held dreams just may come true as we find a second chance in life. I remember a few years ago when I was driving through the farmlands of Western Indiana to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes National Conference to speak on team building and leadership development principles to FCA ministry leaders gathering from all across the country. The barns and garages of the passing farmhouses as I drove from the airport to the conference site were uniformly equipped with basketball backboards. Of course they were. It was exactly what I had envisioned from the stories I had heard of the Midwest traditions of the sport of basketball. Milan, Indiana, was in the other direction from where I was headed, in the southeast corner of the state, not too far from the Ohio border. Milan is a little town of about 1,000 people where dreams, shining moments, and second chances were lived out years ago in a story which became the springboard for the classic movie Hoosiers. I watched that movie again a few days ago. It's on my must-see viewing list, one of the top five movies for me, and probably the best sports movie ever made. But to watch it, especially during these postseason tournaments that we're in the middle of, leading to the crowning of a national champion in men's and women's basketball. It's the annual phenomenon appropriately dubbed March Madness, where college basketball players, coaches, and fans across the nation embark on an exciting and unpredictable journey to win a national championship. The journey takes them and us through improbable moments, creating a lifetime of memories while reaching for a chance at just one shining moment. And perhaps along the way, finding something extraordinary within themselves they had never known was there. Milan High School, Hickory High School in the movie, was a school of about 161 students. But that small school won the Indiana State High School Basketball Championship in 1954, defeating Muncie Central, South Central in the movie, with its 3,000-plus student body, with a game-winning basket in the final seconds of the state championship game. However, it was in the shadows of the backboards of basketball courts all over that small town where real-life stories were lived out by people becoming all they were meant to be. That's where the real story, the rest of the story, always takes place in our lives as well, just below the surface, in the shadows that others often don't see. Those are the places we often overlook, where stories of second chances come alive and dreams begin to come true. A coach, barred from college coaching for hitting a player, was given a second chance by a friend, a high school principal, to coach again, this time at Milan High School. An alcoholic father of one of the players was made an assistant coach and given another chance at life. The team's manager player, who played sparingly, was given a second chance in a critical moment of an important playoff game, and his efforts resulted in a victory. A team and a town, usually focused only on winning, were all given another chance under the darkening skies of certain defeat to embrace more important things in life than state basketball titles through the sunshine of second chances that they were given. Stories of second chances, like that verse from the Gospel of Mark that I read a moment ago, where the angels said to the women, "But go and tell the disciples and Peter." The angel made sure when they left the empty tomb that they also went and told Peter. The same Peter who had on three separate occasions denied that he knew Christ as Christ was heading to his death on the cross. That same Peter, who was then given a divine second chance after Christ's death and resurrection, when forgiven by Christ and sent out again by Christ as one of his disciples to share the message of hope of the risen Christ. "Tell the disciples," the angel told the three women gathered there that morning, "but make sure to tell Peter too." Make sure to tell Peter. In the shadows of the cross, the empty tomb of the risen Christ stands as a place of second chances where God's grace is freely given, lives are healed, and we reach again for all we were created to be, and in a place where shining moments do happen. And I would suspect if you mine down deep into the lives and stories of this year's version of March Madness 2024, you would find a lot of stories like those that we see in Hoosiers and like that story of Peter, perhaps like the stories of some of those folks around you today, or maybe even stories like yours or like mine. Need a second chance of the day? Perhaps something's off track in your life or your career plans, something you should have said or shouldn't have said to your spouse or someone else special in your life, or something you should have done or should have done a long time ago. Maybe a big mistake from long ago that you still can't forgive yourself for and move on from, while God stands right next to you, ready to give you a second chance, a third, a fourth, another after that, and is ready to move on with you into all he has planned for you and your life. To help you to move on from the past into becoming all he created you to be today and tomorrow. That's what the grace of God for you and for me is all about. God stands ready to move on with you into the rest of your life. Maybe you need a change in perspective that comes when you allow the God who loves you to wipe away the stuff that keeps you from seeing all the shining moments he has planned for your future. Maybe you need to turn some area of weakness or temptation over to God, who can give you the strength to change and overcome it. Or maybe you need a second chance with one of your children or a parent or a friend. With the God who gave Peter a second chance, you won't run out of chances to change the way things are, to lift yourself after you fail, or to touch and change someone's life for the better. Need a second chance? Today is the day. So before you run out of time, look up, reach out, and step forward into the arms of the God of the empty tomb, the God of the second chance, the God of the shining moments for you and for me. There's a great exchange in the first 10 minutes of the movie. Coach Dale arrives at Hickory High School and up to Principal Cletus Summers' office, the man who hired him. After a brief exchange, Coach Dale says, "I really appreciate what you're doing." Principal Summers cuts him off and says, "Let's not be repeating ourselves. Your slate's clean here. We've got a job to do." And that's what the God of the second chance said to Peter and says to each of us every day. It's time to move on, Scott. Your slate is clean. We have a job to do. And with God, that job is to live our lives to the fullest, climbing out of the shadows and reaching our potential and touching the world for good every day with him and for him, for others. he brings before us. Believe it, my friends, and reach for it. A life of shining moments he intends for you to live with him. Reach for it to have the impact he intends for you to have and leave the legacy that only you can leave with the God of the second chance, the God of the shining moments, today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for the reminders time and time again of how much you love us, that your grace is there for each one of us every day to wipe our slates clean of all the screw-ups, all the mistakes, all the missteps that we've made when we've fallen short, and to move on, to continue to be all that you created us to be, to reach for our shining moments through second chance, third chance, fourth chance, knowing you're always there to push us, to pull us, to carry us when needed into all that you created us to be. Help us, Lord, to realize that we are about, with you, reaching for the shining moments you created us to have and to leave in the world around us, and especially when you bring folks before us, to help them also to move past their mistakes, to realize their slate has been wiped clean with second and third chances and more, and help them, Lord, with you to reach their shining moments in life and leave the legacy that only they can leave in the world around them. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for this time, Holy Week, where we get to remember your walk to the cross and then the empty tomb for us. You're alive. And as a result, we are as well. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.